Let's talk to one of George Galloway's most senior allies. Chris Williamson may look familiar, former Labour MP, now deputy leader of Mr Galloway's Workers' Party, former MP for Derby North, hoping to stand in Derby South. What are you expecting here?
Well, as you've already heard from our spokesperson, we believe that we've won comfortably today, and it really will, I think, send shockwaves through the Palace of Westminster. But it will also, I think, give hope to tens of thousands, if not millions of people in the country who are looking for a genuine alternative, because our democracy has been stolen from us, because the Labour Party and the Conservative Party are effectively offering the same thing, both on the local domestic front in terms of their economic policy, but also in terms of their foreign policy as well. They're both wedded to neoliberal economics, and they're both in the pockets of the military-industrial complex and the war machine, and people are desperate to see an alternative to that, and this is what the Workers' Party actually is providing now.
And yet Mr Galloway's campaign, I've seen all his leaflets, not all of them, some of them, say this is a vote for Gaza as well as a vote for Rochdale. Why do you think campaigning about Gaza has helped him win here?
Well, of course, it's a crucially important international issue, and you know, millions of people in Britain are absolutely appalled. They're horrified by the scenes that they're seeing on their television screens and on their smartphones, and they cannot believe that the political class are facilitating this ongoing genocide in Gaza, you know, using public money, actually, you know, to essentially support what is happening there. And they want to see a change to that. So I think it's absolutely right that people have an international dimension to their sort of political outlook, as it were, as well as having, you know, concerns about what's happening on the ground here in Rochdale. And, you know, there's many, many things that are wrong here in Rochdale, and indeed across the country, in a country which is now, what, the sixth biggest economy in the world, and yet we've got 14.5 million people living in poverty. We have a housing crisis. Our public services are in meltdown. Our industry has been absolutely destroyed. Jobs being offshore to low-wage economies. Our infrastructure is crumbling. These are things that could be rectified with political will, and it's been done in the past, hasn't it? Let's just think back to the, you know, the post-war period in 1945. The country was broken, yet what did we do? We built the National Health Service, we built the welfare state, built a million homes, introduced full employment, created a post-war consensus that ensured that inequality in this country narrowed year on year right through to the mid-1970s. And that's the sort of you know, country that we want to recreate.
History lesson there. Let me bring you back up to date.
Mr Galloway was surely helped here by the fact that Sir Keir disowned the Labour candidate, Azar Ali. What did you think of that decision, and did it help Mr Galloway win here?
Well, I think that was a tactic that the Labour Party employed to try and you know, minimise the disastrous outcome that has obviously befallen them here today. I think they saw that the writing on the wall. I think they knew they were on course to lose, and lose badly. So, you know, by disowning their candidate, it sort of gave them a get-out-of-jail card. But I don't think people are falling for that. What we believe we've seen here is a total rejection of the mainstream political party. You know, party politics, in my opinion, is on the way to its grave, which is where it belongs. Because, frankly, as George has said, you know, two cheeks of the same backside. We deserve better than that. We deserve a proper democracy. And in elections, people deserve a choice. And when the Labour Party and the Conservative Party are effectively offering the same thing, we're effectively in a one-party state. And that's why people, I think, are looking for an alternative. And as I say, that's what George Galloway and the Workers' Party provides.
Chris Williams, thank you very much indeed. Thanks for taking us down memory lane, 1945 and all that. That's Chris Williamson. He's now the deputy leader of George Galloway's Workers' Party, a leading figure, obviously, one of his top lieutenants, and he's very confident of victory. And all the talk here is about a Galloway victory, and indeed, a repeat of Bradford in 2012.